I'll call to order the special session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, January 8th, 2019, at 7 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom. Councilmember Joni Giacomino.
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith.
Here.
Councilmember Leslie Johns.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hansen.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
City staff Robert Smith, City Manager Ashley Coronado, City Clerk Carrie Bagley, Finance Director Daniel Duchon, Personnel Director Dwayne Wallace, Operations Manager Albert Echavez, Police Chief George Castillo, Fire Chief Britt Hansen, City Attorney.
Thank you. For our moment of silence, I would like to acknowledge the fact that yesterday was Serbian Christmas, and that Bisbee, of course, has still a significant Serbian population. And with that, I'd like to say Nazdrav Bozek. And for us to reflect on this incredible diversity that we have in Bisbee and the fact that we can all work together as one. So please join me. Thank you. Would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated and welcome. Under announcements, I'd like to clear the air as to why we have our tomorrow is Bisbee's birthday, and so we wanted to make sure that people did in fact realize that this is our birthday celebration. And so happy birthday, Bisbee. Moving on to call to the public, we have one person signed up for call to the public, and that would be Ms. Cato Daly. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to the old-timers and the newcomers. I wanted to just give you a little bit of background information on the consent agenda item having to do with the approval of a liquor license on Subway Street. This is part of our third annual Return of the Turkey Vultures. That will be the second weekend in March, as it is the last 2 years. And this year will be kind of the same as last year, but a little bit different. We'll have kite flying at the farmers market and live turkey vultures coming down from the Phoenix Rescue Wildlife Center. And then and have an educational event sometime during the week, I think at the Bisbee Lab. And then Saturday, we're planning on having a parade come down from down Main Street and then make the corner and go into Subway Street for the Buzzard Bash party there. And then after we have a great time there, the Whiskey Liquors said that they would donate their time for that, and then there'll be a party and a dance up at the Club Kilimanjaro. So we're asking for the permission to submit this application to the state for a liquor license to have the Buzzard Bash, alcohol sold at the Buzzard Bash as well as up at the Club Kilimanjaro. And any proceeds from the Return of the Turkey Vulture celebration will go to the pool. This is how this has turned out to be, is a fundraiser for the Bisbee Pool. So I hope you support it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on to general business, item number one, accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $126,300.89.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Do we have discussion? Ms. Klein?
Just one quick question. On page 9, for the testing of the effluent, is that what one test costs, or is it multiple?
I don't have the invoice in front of me, but yes, generally the testing of the effluent, because we do so many different types of tests, the actual wet tests are expensive because they don't happen at once. They happen throughout a series of days, plus the overnight shipping and everything else. So typically the wet test is the more expensive of them.
Okay, so it's multiple tests in one.
Yeah, we send about three gallons, and they test. It's some of them are actually one test, but it takes a week and a half or 2 weeks to perform that test because they take that water every couple days or so to add.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. I was just hoping it wasn't just one single test.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Yes, ma'am.
On page 4, when you go down to the cemetery, it says Arizona Water Company, $199.98. And then it has another charge for operational expenses.
Speaking of
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Bless you.
On page 4, the cemetery, under cemetery, it has a Arizona Water Company for a cemetery plot for $199.98. And then there's operational expenses for another $182.
I'm not sure about the operational expense. That was probably a purchase. I'm not specifically sure what it was, unless it was for something for one of the events there. The water, the 2 years ago or so, the public works director had the water reinstated at the cemetery. I can have it disconnected and turned off if that's what the committee wants. I don't know why. I installed the new backflow 2 years ago, and it doesn't go in anything. So.
Also, you might want to stay. Also on page 5, I think it is. Yeah. When you go down to parks, Main Street Park, $131 for electricity, $105 for Bury Gulch Sea Park, $199 for water at Garfield, and
yes.
$848 for Grassy Park.
Yeah, I was looking at that one. We had some damage to Grassy Park, to the restrooms. That's why we started locking them. I suspect that's where the water bill came from, because it's actually that water bill is for the bathrooms and not for irrigation. So I suspect that's probably where it was, because somebody destroyed all the porcelain and everything. It was a mess.
Right, but that's what you said last time, because Ms. Klein brought it.
No, that wasn't for Grassy Park. That was for the other parks. And that's, I suspect...
That was Vista that was Park.
That, it was for Vista Park. Okay, we had expenses, but I don't remember. I'm going to have to find out then, because to my knowledge, those are getting locked every day.
It almost indicates a leak. That's why I was wondering.
Well, yeah, I would understand, unless somebody's messing with the backflow.
Right. The other question I have is on page 5, and it has to do with the swimming pool. You have a $374... electric bill. Are you keeping the pumps running year round?
Pumps running year round.
Why?
That is.
Is that
what
per?
That is what they have done, as long as I can remember.
Wow.
Yep.
You might want to check at other municipalities.
Yep.
You also have water, $482 a
yes.
month for water.
Yep.
Are you not covering it? This pool not covered? To prevent evaporation.
I don't think the pool's covered at all. And there was also, busted water. No, the bus water's line was somewhere else. I'm sorry.
And then is the library always have a $586 electric bill?
Yeah, they, especially they're working on the weekends.
Um, So on page seven, you have two charges down under electric for streets.
Yes.
And it's the street lighting, light billing.
Yep.
Is that like for APS?
Yeah, that goes APS, that's for the actual street light, for the street lights.
And the under sewer fund on page eight, there's a $780 charge for electric.
Yes. Which, what's the line? It's probably for the lift station at Mule Gulch.
So what do they use up there that would use so much electricity?
220 horsepower pumps.
Okay. And I guess one last thing is, why is there redaction in our finance? I mean, why are we redacting things? Is public record?
Yeah, the redaction is, I believe, names. And that was done at the request of the city manager, believing that not to hide anything, but just simply that the money was there and it was being spent, but that it wasn't necessary for the public to know exactly whose pair of shoes was purchased for whatever park or whatever. I've discussed this with him, and if that's the council's direction, then it will be not redacted in the future.
Because this was travel. And I mean, when you're redacting travel, it doesn't allow you to know if it's the same person being reimbursed. That was my concern.
Right. I've discussed that with him, and I believe that at the will of the council, it will no longer be done. But it was done, as I indicated, for that reason.
Okay.
Are you finished?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anybody else? Any other questions? All right, we have a motion. We have a second. Those in favor of paying accounts payable, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Moving on to consent agenda. Two items. Item A, approval of the resignation of Renee Harper from the Evergreen Cemetery Committee. Item B, approval of the special event liquor license application submitted by Community Synergy Solutions Corporation for an event to be held on Subway Street and at Club Kilimanjaro on Saturday, March 9th, 2019, from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., Serena Casey, applicant. Council, does anybody wish either item pulled for further discussion? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A and B.
Thank you. I'll second that. Ms. Coronado.
Councilmember Lindstrom.
Aye.
Councilmember Giacomino.
Yes.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Councilmember Johns.
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to new business item three. Discussion and possible approval of resolution R-1901, approving application for and possible administration of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, Fire Prevention and Safety, that's FP&S grant, which is part of the Assistance to Firefighters grants, and that's AFG, to support cutting a fire break in area around Old Bisbee that have the highest wildfire urban interface, fire risk. And this is Mr. Hansen.
Yeah, I was just asking Ms. Coronado why my name was put down as presenter, and I think it was because I signed the
CAF.
The CAF form.
Yeah.
Who would be appropriate to present that?
I'll be happy to, okay, to take this. We have we have three speakers, so I'm going to listen to the speakers, and we'll take it from there. So the first one is Al Anderson. Sure. Danielle Bouchevet. Welcome, Ms. Bouchevet.
I'm here for the all right. So we're part of a program, a FireWise program in Old Bisbee.
Ann and Al started it, and I got on board with that. And what we identified, the Bisbee Community Wildfire Protection Plan was written in 2007. It was never acted upon. That's done by the Arizona State Land Department. And one of the things that they recommended was a FireWise program within Bisbee, which is basically very personal, people preparing their homes in such a way that it mitigates fire risk if there should be a fire in town. And then the other thing is they recommended a fire break, which is not a clear cut or anything. What it is a fuel reduction around the whole perimeter of Old Bisbee. It's 66 feet wide, and it ends up being like 11 miles around the whole border. And that works out to about 86 acres. And what they recommend, and they've already have organized, is prison labor that's trained to do this work. And what they do is just fuel reduction. So if there is grassland, they cut the grass to 4 inches so that, 4 inches so that there's no erosion problems. And then it's diseased wood, dead wood gets cut out. And the trees, if it's a hardier tree, we just trim the bottom part of the tree, depending on, you know, what makes sense in that area. And like I said, this is the Arizona State Land Department that manages this particular team of 20 people, 20 guys usually. So we had one FEMA grant that we could write before the 21st of December. So we went ahead and wrote it. And now we're asking permission. So if we don't get permission, we'll just have to say, if we happen to get it, we'll have to say, you know, it didn't go over very well. But it is what is, recommended. So this team of 20 people, it costs about $1,500 a day. And they can clear about 2 acres in a day, approximately, depending on the particular terrain they're working on at any given moment. And it'll take about 44 days to cover that ground. And so we wrote the grant, very simple, arithmetic on that, $66,000. So we are hoping to have permission from the city to implement that should we get the funding for it.
Thank you. Just for clarification so people know, you and Ms. Peavy, I believe, wrote the grant.
Yes.
Pro bono.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. And
And they're not easy, by the way. They no, I just want to put that out there. That took some effort.
Yeah. Yes. When you use the term FEMA, yeah, then it automatically means not I was going to have Mr. Anderson. You're up next. Thank you, sir.
Any questions for him?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Al Anderson, and I'm the chairperson for Old Bisbee FireWise. We're not incorporated, but we are all volunteer group, and we're trying to reduce fire risk in Old Bisbee. So, and it's all voluntary, and we're not. We're not a bunch of people that have guns and chainsaws that are going to come on your property and demand that we cut down all your trees. So there's been some conspiracy theorists that think that's what we're about, but we're not. So anyway, we have about 110 memberships right now. People signed up. There's been a lot of work. People are doing a lot of things to their homes to make them more fire resistant. And there's a lot that could be done to a home. Now, I'm not talking about landscaping or trees or brush or anything, just the homes. So when we got onto this process and Danielle came on board, we found the more we get into it, each day we find that Bisbee's a dangerous place. And we've been accused of being fear-mongers, but it's not us. It's entities and agencies in the state have been telling us this, and they've been wanting to do this type of work. Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management has been trying to get fuels reduction work done in Bisbee for over 2 decades, and there hasn't been any interest. And so when we started this group, they came down here. And the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management is the apex of fire management in the state of Arizona. They handle everything to do with fire, fire prevention and fire fighting. So they came down and they said, well, in Arizona right now, Bisbee has the highest risk in the state. And West Boulevard and Sims has the highest risk in Bisbee. So there's lots to be done. The more we learn, the more we learn that there's more and more work. But the good news is it's all very doable, and we're working on it. So right now, we've already had our members report their fuels reduction activities, which is a requirement to be an Old Bisbee or be a FireWise community. And I think we've already reported well over $100,000 worth of work and hundreds of hours of people working on their own properties. What we'd like from the council is not only support of this resolution for this one particular grant, but we're going after many, many grants. We've had many meetings with the fire chief, the police chief, the mayor, the city manager. We have identified a lot of things that Bisbee needs as a city. The fire department needs gear, equipment, some training. Our infrastructure is shot, that meaning the reservoir up on Lachlan and the fire hydrants and the piping and on and on and on and on. So we're writing a lot of grants to help the Bisbee find money for all these things.
We're appreciative of that also, sir. Thank you.
Am I out of time?
You're out of time. But thank you. Ms. Carl.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Carl, and I'm the cleanup crew, just trying to hit a few things that were missed. The purpose of this grant really is to buy us time, because our fire department desperately, as Al mentioned, needs help in a number of areas, and that's going to help all of us throughout Bisbee, whether we're in Old Bisbee or someplace else. So I just want you to be able to see the big picture, and I wanted to also invite you as council members, if you'd like to come on this Saturday, January 12th at 5 at Central School Project. We're going to have a meet and greet and some information, more information about what we're up to. So thank you very much for your time and support.
Thank you. And of course, one of the items that have been discussed is to fix and upgrade the downtown Old Bisbee fire suppression system. So that obviously is a very important issue. So do we have comments, council?
I have a comment. First of all, I want to thank this whole entire group. You guys have done an absolutely fabulous job in identifying what needs to be done and acting on it. I think it's long overdue, so I am so happy to see the community actually taking this on. The other thing is the land that is going to be for the fire reduction, is that, who owns the land? Is that county, land management, or?
All of the above.
All of the above, okay.
Freeport, BLM, private,
city,
well, yeah, that went without saying, yeah. Yeah, well, I thought it did, obviously not, you're right, city, so yes.
Because I know you said that it was not private land that you were going on, but so I assumed that it had to be county and...
No, sure. part of it is private land.
Oh, is it?
With permission of the landowners.
Okay.
Yes, some is private.
Okay. But anyway, I just want to thank you very much for all of your work on this.
Anything else?
Yeah, that was kind of my question, too, was if it is private land and somebody doesn't want to do it, then what?
Then
okay. Forcing any kind of...
Ms. Jackman.
With you guys doing this, which is it's a great thing, is it going to possibly even give some people an insurance break because of the preventativeness of it?
Right now, there's only one insurance agency in the United States that's recognizing fuel reduction activities, and that's USAA. Oh. And then the rest of the insurance companies, because California took a $12 billion hit last year fighting fires, the rest of the insurance agencies throughout the United States are dropping people and people's care.
And I can tell you that along the lines of Mr. Lindstrom's comment, that those people that would choose not to bear the responsibility of fire spread. I mean, I get involved in that all the time in California and places where if you do not cut back, then you may be liable for damages. So there's reasons to comply, but no one's going to make you cut back.
Just one more question. Is it something that our firefighters could be adding extra hours or, you know, rather than the prison prisoners or something that we could utilize our workforce for?
There's going to be a lot, and there is a lot of fuel reduction activity by homeowners. They're generating a lot of brush and tree trimmings and stuff like that. I think that what we're really asking the city right now to support is the haul. I mean, you're already doing a great job of hauling that stuff away. And I know that every time our wife and I call the city, we have a little brush pile on our neighbors, and the city does come out and haul it away, but expect a whole lot more for that.
I don't think the fire department will want to work off duty for the wages that are paid to the prison labor.
And then to answer your question about, sir, if private property and all the work on the person's property is you don't have to do anything. But the city does have the authority to enforce cleaning up properties and abandoned structures. So we ask you to support what you already have on the books. So if there's a fuel reduction on your property, you've got a big property, but grass is high and it's bone dry, we ask you to go through that property owner and enforce the rules that are on the books and have that fuel reduction reduced.
Thank you. Anything? Thank you, ma'am. Any further discussion, council? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the resolution R19-01, approving application for and possible administration of the Federal Emergency Management Agency Fire Prevention and Safety Grant, which is part of the Assistant to Firefighters grants to support cutting a fire break in areas around Old Bisbee that have the highest wildland-urban interface fire risk.
I second that.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Councilmember Giacomino?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Councilmember Johns?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all very, very much. Item number 4, discussion of possible direction regarding a petition filed by Donna Pulling regarding residents of Bisbee objecting to the outsourcing of the operation and maintenance of the wastewater treatment plant. Ms. Pulling, you're signed up to speak. You have the, you have our attention.
Thank you, Mayor. The petition signed by 122 people on the agenda tonight reads as follows. We, the undersigned residents of Bisbee, object to the outsourcing of the operation and maintenance of the wastewater treatment plant. It was presented to Council on November 20th, the last meeting of the term of the previous Council, who voted 4-3 to award a 5-year contract to an outside firm for the operation and maintenance of the wastewater plant. every public comment made at that meeting opposed outsourcing the sewer plant, citing the negative impacts the practice of outsourcing has on the community. The 122 residents signing this petition renounced the practice of outsourcing in general, and especially when the procurement process violates city code and state statutes. It is on the agenda tonight for discussion and possible action. Any discussion regarding this petition should be held in public, not in executive session, per Arizona Revised Statute 38-431. Therefore, I ask that a motion be made to not go into executive session on this petition. On a separate but related matter, a bid protest was filed November 29th opposing the contract award. Discussion of the bid protest is not a subject of tonight's agenda, only the petition. An appeal was filed on December 12th. That would be appropriately addressed as an agenda item at the next regular council session. I therefore ask that a motion be made tonight to place the appeal of the city manager's decision denying the bid protest on the agenda for the January 15th meeting to conform to the city code 3.520E, requiring that a public hearing be held and that the council make the final decision to the legalities of the contract. Thank you.
Thank you. There will be no motions made under this agenda item, as it is not noticed and therefore would be a violation of the open meeting law. Your petition has been received. And the action that you have mentioned in the petition has already taken place. And so therefore, it is at rest. Comments, council? All right, item number five. Discussion of possible approval of a motion to go into executive session to discuss that employment evaluation of City Manager Robert E. Smith per ARS 38431.01A1, discussion or consideration of employment, assignment, appointment, promotion, demotion, dismissal, salaries, disciplining, or resignation of a public officer, appointee, or employee of any public body. Do we have a motion?
I move to go into executive session to discuss the employment evaluation of City Manager Robert E. Smith per ARS 38-431.03A1. Discussion or consideration of employment, assignment, appointment, promotion, demotion, dismissal, salaries, disciplining, or resignation of a public officer, appointee, or employee of any public body.
I second.
All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. We are in executive session.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. The council will be meeting on a Saturday to develop a strategic plan for the city. And I'll provide tentative dates to the council probably tomorrow, in order to have this done probably in the month of February, if at all possible. And then at a date certain to be set, approximately 3 months after that, there will be another evaluation of the city manager based on the strategic plan. City manager's report.
like to talk a little bit about housing this evening. We've been talking with folks in and around Bisbee about the housing issue that we have here in Cochise County as well as the city of Bisbee. And staff and I have been working on two different kinds of housing programs. One is affordable housing and one is rehabilitation, housing rehabilitation. There are two different kinds of projects. Affordable housing would be housing that's subsidized in some way to make it more affordable to low to moderate income individuals. Housing rehabilitation would be funds that are provided to improve houses for safety, accessibility, or energy efficiency. And the only people who can receive those funds are people that qualify for the program, so they have to be low to moderate income individuals. I've involved the county. I've also involved SIGO. I've talked with Arizona Department of Housing. I've involved Habitat for Humanity and Step Up Bisbee. And we're all getting together on the 17th as a group to discuss how best to approach affordable and housing rehabilitation in Bisbee. The hope being that the program we develop might be replicable across other cities in the county. And as soon as I have thoughts from this group of experts, I'll be bringing them back to council for further information and input to gather council's guidance. Again, that should be the 17th. I am informed by Tucson Habitat for Humanity that they have secured their charter to work in Cochise County and that they are now working to assemble a board of directors from Cochise County to populate the Habitat in Cochise. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Higgins.
I move that we adjourn.
Do we have a second? We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We stand adjourned.